welcome into episode 152B of Caithness Craft Collective. I just want to play with my phone. I'm Louise, and today I've got the rest of the blether from 152, and a bit more me section. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to be speaking to you for a little while due to holidays and such what, so I'll squeeze in a little episode before I head off and lighten the mood. How's about that? So get your cup of tea or your craft. Well, you could drink that too, but I suggest a dram and come into this episode of Caithness Craft Collective. In fact, let's have some good time. I'm leaving it on for the wiggle, because you've got to do the wiggle when the beat comes in. You ready? Right, there we go. I've stopped playing with my phone now. The reason I say good time is because I've got three bits of music on this app, which is on my phone. And it just means I can't edit it, but then it goes straight out into the atmosphere. And one's called Country, which is what it starts with. The next one's called Division, which is when I try to remember that where I've got a section break. And the last one's called Good Time. And let's have a good time. So, it's been a rather moment this week in Britain, in British politics, and therefore European politics. For you who's been on the moon, and Tim Peake. Welcome home, Tim Peake. Our British astronaut came home safely from the International Space Station, along with his colleague. And he was such an inspirational person. So, so lovely to watch on social media. And I look forward to seeing his many interviews in the time coming. And hopefully he's maintained a legacy of science for everybody. So you might hear the rain. I am back in the polytunnel. I'm sitting on my upturned bucket. I'm just like Ur Willie. That's a Scottish character for those who don't know. I suggest you go and become an Ur Willie fan, because he's everybody's Willie. And he sits in an upturned bucket. I came into the polytunnel on my way to weed the part of the garden that I've not quite got to yet. And I got a little bit sidetracked because I started pruning my apple tree. My red apple tree's got very few apples on it. I was quite disappointed in it. And then I started picking the strawberries, and I've got a lovely picture up on Instagram. They're massive this year. Quite tasty too, so I'm quite chuffed with them. It's amazing what happens when you neglect things. And I tidied up a little bit more, and then the rain started, and it's not stopped yet, and it's absolutely lashing it down. So I can't stand the rain on my window. Yeah, that song. But I've got quite a lot of stuff to do before I head off to Twin Set Summer Camp next episode. No, not next episode. Next week. And it's coming round, and I was writing a list. The list of all lists. The list of things to do. And it's got sub-lists of things I need to follow up. And oh goodness, there's a lot of it. So hopefully Buchel and Cotro won't make too much noise in this episode. But I listened back to the last episode, and it cut off the last 10 minutes. Now, I really didn't waffle on about very much interesting, and of course it wasn't edited, but I thought, what an amateur. Right, I've got a little while just now, whilst we wait for maybe the rain to stop. That's not forecast. Again, this happened last week. Sent the children to school with no jackets. Oh, it's fine. No rain forecast today, children. Off you go, you don't need a jacket. What happened? The heavens opened. Splash, splash, splash. I've actually been quite productive in crafting world. So, and I wanted to tell you about the exhibition that I was talking about in the last episode. Textile artists as a group we went up to the St. Fergus Library in Wick, in the library upstairs. It's the gallery part, sorry, it's not the St. Fergus Library, it's Carnegie Library. And upstairs they had, until Saturday, an exhibition on quilts. Back in 2004, the Quilters Guild of Great Britain had an exhibition, and they were celebrating their 25 years being a Quilters Guild, which is quite cool. So they got the great and the good together, and they each did a quilt. And I don't think that there was a specific theme going round through the exhibition, but oh my. We went upstairs and we were so inspired. So it was just really, really lovely to go and see. And it's getting heavier. Oh, lovely. I'll be here for a while, but it's fine. I can talk to you. I'll just have to talk louder. Can you hear me? Yeah, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. I thought it might be quite an interesting sound effect. So we went in and there was lots of different techniques on show. There was some quilts that they had strips of fabric such as tweeds and that kind of tweedy material, and they had frayed it. They had just sewn two sides on it and left the edges free. So I thought, I've got that kind of material, I could do that. And it wasn't just your traditional patchwork quilting, it was some inspirational art quilts and again your traditional quilting as well. So we went in and thought, oh, this is great, and what inspirational things we came up with, and we thought, this is just fantastic. So we came away there thinking, oh no, we've only got two more weeks left of being at textile artists. So the next weekend we went into the room and we emptied out the cupboard. This wasn't my idea. I came in and they were already emptying the cupboard out, so I carried on helping in them. And we pulled out all the dyes and all the materials and all the things that you need for doing all these different techniques. And we found shaving foam from back when I started in 2007, which is a fair bit of time ago. And I went, no, that's a lie, Daisy was one, so that's 2009. And I went, wow, we've never used that since. Maybe we should do a bit more dyeing and a bit more using all these things, because what's the point in having them in a cupboard and sitting embroidering all the time when we can just do that at home and use these things in, when we're here. So when we go back in the August time, if I don't have a job, they certainly will do it, then we can do that then and get some of these inspirational quilts made. And also there was a bag of offcuts of silk, and there was a sort of metre by metre white, it wasn't silk exactly, but it was a kind of silky kind of material like satin, and that was going to be used as the background. And then these, oh no, here comes Buchel, who's been out in that rain and he's just shook himself and he's all wet. Stay outside, little Buchel. You don't want to come in here and get all my listeners wet. So these silks are fat quarters, which is a quarter of a metre, I'm going to say, lengthwise. So it's about, say, 25 to 50 centimetres wide and maybe a metre long. And there was quite a few of them in different patterns, bright, bright colours. So it was decided that we would cut it up and together as a group sew it somehow or other in a way and just get it used up. No idea what to do with the end product, but it was, well, what have we got that sitting there for? That doesn't need to be sitting there. Let's do something with it. It was that kind of idea. And on Tuesday, I and the rest of the group were invited into Catherine's house and to see her, well, we're going to call it a workshop, her crafty room that she's just finished refurbishing. And it's an old-fashioned byre which has had its walls stripped down to the stonework, and it's got been brushed clean, And then it's got been floored nicely, and she's got a log burner in it, just a little cute one. And she's got all her crafty stuff in there. And it's a byre is where they used to put animals, because her house used to be an old farming cottage. And it is beautiful, what inspirational, and oh, it was really nice. So she has an old Singer sewing machine with the treadle. She has an old typewriter in there, and it was oldie worldy, but taken out, and it just looks beautiful, very inspirational. So we had a lovely morning there yesterday, along with freshly baked Victoria sponge. So that was great. And oh dear, I've not done any running for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to have to start running now because I had two bits. So, it was just really, really lovely. And then on Saturday past, there was Caithness Quilters Saturday sewing day, and Juliana downstairs was doing dyeing of material, and she had all her stuff, and she's just brilliant at dyeing with Procyon dyes. So she had the fixer, which she uses urea. And of course, there's all the jokes of, yes, you could pee in a bucket, but, well, we just buy this, the chemical. And it's all made up here. And then there was a salted bottle of water, and it kind of carried on that way. So she was using little microwavable trays. You know, you would get your fast food takeouts in these little plastic trays, and you put your material, little bits of material into it, and you could do your different colours. And what a glorious colour feast that happened. And then upstairs, the textile artist had been asked to come along and do the dyeing, but we decided that Juliana was actually better at it than we were, because she's way more precise than, because Celia was very much of a, oh, just about this much in, oh, just put about this much in. So sometimes we don't get the exact result that we should. But, I mean, it doesn't bother me. I quite like that. And in fact, I find it quite a bit more inspirational to do it that way. Otherwise, I get a bit bogged down in that, well, you need 3 ounces of this and 3 grams of that. And if it's a little bit much, it's not going to work. And it opened it up when somebody said to me, oh, it's this much about there or so. Granted, Juliana's colours are more vibrant, but that's why. Yes, listeners, you do it precisely, you get great results. Sometimes you have happy accidents, like me. But you shouldn't let you stop doing it either way. I think the rain is stopping. This is good. I shall keep talking because I've still things to say. So upstairs, we had some silk dyeing going on, and Anne had taken along her microwave, and this is a microwave that is only used for dyeing because she's using acid dyes, proper silk acid dyes, and once you've put it into a microwave, you can't use it then for food because it poisons you, and that's not a good thing. The History Extra podcast is a very, very interesting interview with a lady talking about the radium girls from way back in the 1920s and 30s and 40s, and when the health implications of people using radium were not known. And oh goodness, you don't want to go down that route. So if you don't listen to the BBC History Extra podcast, I would suggest that amongst this, you do go and give it a go. History is, I think, something that we should learn from and not forget. So what else happened? Upstairs, Anne had also taken along a whole pile of crafty things that she didn't want anymore. So there was wools, there was magazines, there was books, there was threads, materials, just everything she didn't want. And people were buying at knockdown prices, and she was just going to donate all the money to Macmillan for cancer, and she made over £200, which was absolutely phenomenal and very, very generous of her as well. So that was lovely. And we had taken along some of our work of stuff that we'd been doing of textile artists, and quite inspirational. And we just walked in, and one side's making silk scarves and the other side was sitting embroidering onto some wee felt kind of like buttons. Ella had been to Estonia on a cruise, and she had come back with a bag full of wee, I'm going to say like pebbles, of felted wool. And so she gave everybody, honestly this bag was a freezer bag full, and I ended up with three. And to the textile artists, she gave an Estonian wooden button. So I just sewed my button onto my brooch, and it's really, really lovely. So some people were embroidering beads on and putting on a safety pin for the back, and it was a really, really nice, friendly afternoon. And I think it was something that we all needed because of the politics going on. Now, excuse me one moment. My cold is going slowly, but I haven't figured out how to pause this and keep it going. So apologies if you heard that in your lug and you just jumped out your skin. But I'm going to touch on the politics in the UK. It's not something that I often talk about on the podcast because I see this podcast as talking about craft. And also, my politics aren't your politics, and I don't want to dissuade you from listening to me if you all of a sudden think, oh, I disagree on her politics, I can't stand listening to that anymore, knowing that she thinks something completely different to me. The way I look at it is my life journey has been different to your life journey. It's no secret, I'm not a fan of David Cameron. Granted, he's resigned now. I'm not a fan of Nigel Farage either. I don't believe in hatred. I believe in forward thinking. And Friday in the UK, it was quite a difficult political experience. It was a result that shocked the world, I would say. Some people could see it coming. Other people were actually amazed that it happened. I personally could see both sides of the argument, and like most people I know, thought long and hard about which way to vote. I'm not going to state which way I did vote. Some of you probably work it out, but I'm not going to ask you what you voted for, but I think that we should believe in love. There's been an awful lot of hatred over the past weekend, and this happened to an extent in the Scottish referendum, and this is why I didn't really discuss it either at the time. Like I say, my political journey has been a different one to yours, which has been different to somebody else's. I mean, families have been divided, husbands and wives have divided, some people were voting in, some people were voting out. And it must be very difficult living in a political landscape where you only have one choice or the other. I think normally in a general election, you've got a choice of at least five parties. So there's a bit of a mix mash of being able to pick out the best from some. And I just think that we need direction in Britain. We need love. We don't need hate. We need somebody with foresight to take us forward and take the country back together, whether or not it splits up with another second Scottish referendum on the cards is still be seen. But we can't hide under a carpet and just get drunk, as some of us did. And there's a very funny wee picture of Winnie the Pooh and Piglet saying, which way did you vote for? Well, I voted this. Well, I voted that way. Are we still friends? Yes, of course we are. Right, let's go get drunk. Words to ice again. There was slightly explicit words in there, but there's a family podcast. So, yes, hello little darlings that are in the car. And then somebody changed it to talk about, well, you voted this way. Well, did you think about that way? And it still carries on. But we are in a democracy, we're in a land where we can vote without violence, and that should be applauded, even though one half of the country doesn't agree with it. And we all need to get our big girl pants on and ride this storm. I myself have been directly affected because the market crashed and I hadn't bought my US dollars, so I'm going to lose some money on spending in your great country of the United States next week. We missed a trick there. We were waiting on payday and it never occurred to us that the market would crash so badly. So thankfully the dollar's picked up a bit, but the pound's picked up a bit. But if any of you people out with the UK want to support the UK businesses or just get a bargain, do feel free to go buy British just now, because whilst we get the same money at the end of the day, you get it for a little bit less, and it's the markets that are really not helping. I can't figure it out quite where it's been lost. You economics probably all screaming at me, it's not there, it's here, but yeah. So that's my very vague thoughts on it. But if your family or friends voted one way, they're still your family or your friends for a reason. People with other colour skin or from different parts of the EU or the world should still be treated with respect that you would wish be treated with. Make love, not war. And I think that we'll maybe move on from that subject. I don't often talk about politics, and I don't know whether I've done a very good job here, but I felt like I should address it in some way. So, yeah, we'll have a bit of music, a bit of good time. Right, wiggle them. Are you smiling again? Right, strawberries, think strawberries. So, I'm changing the subject rapidly and going back to superficial Louise La La Land, where it's pink and fluffy in here. And occasionally she breathes. I've been trying to put in pauses because when I did listen back last episode, I thought, am I breathing in that? And there is a podcast that I've been listening to where she doesn't seem to. And whilst I do really enjoy her content, I feel a little bit uptight because she's not breathing properly. So, and breathe. Nice calm. Louise La La Land. Stroke the pink and fluffy. There we go. So, knitting. I've picked up my owl again and I'm attacking it with a vengeance. I'm trying to finish this two balls of yarn that I've got. So when I'm in Iceland on the way back, did I tell you I'm going to Iceland on the way back? Yes, I'm going to Iceland on the way back and we're very excited. When my mum has to say something to you, she wants to say, la 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 America. I wish I was going to America, but Louise is going to America, so enjoy America. And then she did the kick with her foot and wiggled. It was funny when she did it. She's quite upset she's not coming, but her family are coming up, so she is getting the second best thing. So I'm 3 rows off starting the charted owls. I'm about a quarter into the first ball that I've got of yarn. It's like, will she make it? Is she playing yarn chicken? I'm not sure. I actually feel like I am playing yarn chicken. And I'm speeding up slightly. So I'll sort of find out one way or the other. I had to attach the arms, and oh goodness me, am I glad that I made the arms months ago. So I instead of actually knitting up the body and then knitting the arms, I knitted the arms first and then I could just attach them. I think I shall do this for mostly every other knitting thing I'm ever going to do, garment, in the future, because I really like this. And it said finish on a wrong side and then you attach the, well, you slip off stitches for the got it on the underarm, which is to be Kitchener stitched after you finish the rest of the garment. And I didn't finish on the wrong side, I finished on the right side. So I slipped so many along, I put so many on waste yarn, I slipped so many along, slipped so many along, and then went, hold on a minute, that's not going to work. The pattern says this, but I did that. Oh, so I had to take it all back, knit that extra row, but halfway along that row I had to join another ball of yarn, and I think that's why I hadn't knit that extra yarn at the time, the row at the time. So it went on, I had to figure out which way around my arm was going to be because the decreases were on the inside, I think. And then that went on, and it took a little bit of time whilst I was watching the football, but it seemed to be going on okay, and I'm decreasing for the yoke, and I'm three rows off before I get to the owls. And of course, when you get to the owls, you can't stop because it's quite Moorish. Oh, I'll just do past his feet. Oh, well, I might as well just carry on to his neck. Oh, look, there's the eyes. I want the eyes. And I'll have to do his ears now. Oh, look, there he is. And then I'll just do one more row just fast past it. Look at that. So I'm really looking forward to doing that in one sitting before next week. Mm-hmm. But it's huge, big, thick, chunky yarn, and it does knit up quite fast. So, listeners, I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. And I'm using Icelandic Lopi in a bulky weight in a chocolate brown colour. Also at the knitting, I am making a colour collusion shawl by Jan Hamby of Twin State Designs, and I'm using a 4-ply Blue Face Leicester gradient colour dyed by and bought from Nick from Yarns from the Plain. And the yarn, oh, remember I was saying it's a little bit splitty, but I think that's just the way that the staple is, but it isn't too bad splitty wise. It's just not as, I'm not gonna say not as soft, it's just slightly different to merino, which is what I was using before. And I've changed on to a different colour in the gradient, which was pretty cool, and it does make you knit. Oh, I'll just do a little bit. Look, there it is. I'm nearly there. Oh, yes, we've changed colour. Woohoo! And I'm on, you start off with a long, long row, and then you decrease in the middle and at the sides. And I'm, say, about 100 stitches left on the needle. But it sort of speeds up as you get to the end of that part. And then I have to pick up along one side of the triangle and then do the same kind of pattern again. And I think I'm going to end up doing this either on the plane or when I'm actually at the retreat. I have a couple of listeners going to meet me in Washington DC, which I'm really excited about, Peace Weaver and Silver Spring Knit. But if you find yourself in and amongst the Washington DC area Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday of, I'm going to say the week after the 4th of July, then message me on Ravelry or somehow, and I will hopefully get to meet you, because that would be fantastic. So that's what I've been doing on the knitting front. On the crochet front, my friend's little baby boy, grandson actually, I've been crocheting a baby blanket, and I've been doing granny squares, and I'm now, hello bumblebee, I'm now attaching all the squares together, and I had to go and look up how to do it by crochet. So it's not as neat as I was hoping to, but it's nice, and I'm quite enjoying doing it. And I sat when the bairns were in swimming, in their swimming lesson the other night, and rattled most of them together. So I have to do that before I go away and get it posted down to them, because they'll not get a chance to go and see the baby before I go on holiday. And plus, I want him to have this hat before he grows out of it, because I made a coming and going hat by Ellen Silva, who's Twin Set Ellen, and made it in the preemie size, and I used I'm going to say bamboo yarn, but it's on my project page. I looked at it the other day and thought, oh, how could I not remember that? Because I'm me, and I still can't remember it. So, me. It's not me about wool, it's me about what I did. So, that was good. And what else did I do? Oh, I made a couple of Campbell Tartan project bags. One of them was for somebody who requested it, and then Will and Flute as well had asked for one because she's a Campbell. So Will and Flute, it is ready for you. And also, I've made a needle case. Well, actually, I have to go and finish sewing that today. I've misplaced my instructions, so I can't remember how far apart the lines are. But do you know what? I've got one made up, so I'll just use that. It's a good job that you guys are there to remind me. So I've got quite a busy couple of weeks coming up. Very much looking forward to the retreat, and the dogs are going to be with my mum and Buchel's dog sitter. And if I meet you and you listen to the podcast, do please let it be known. And if you're listening back after meeting me and thinking, oh, I quite fancy listening to her, hello, I had a great time with you, I'm sure. And I hope you made me go into that swimming pool, because we've got a fair bit of swimming training to catch up on, because the Aviemore Triathlon is just round the corner. It never rains but it pours. But you know, I've said before, I've not run in 2 weeks, and I'm fine with that. It's good to have a break every now and again. Sometimes you sicken yourself of something, and when you go back, you're a bit more bouncy. So, there will be radio silence from me for a little while, but I wanted to give you a little bit of strawberry sunshine for today. And do you know, if the news is still depressing you, oh, my heart goes out to you, Istanbul, and everybody affected by that sad news last night. Then let's escape into Louise La La Land and not read Twitter and endless news coverage for a while. Even if it's just half an hour, it'll do your soul good to have a little time off. Then look at your loved ones. I remember why they're your loved ones. Quattro's having a wee snooze in the clover here while Buchel has a rummage behind us for a toad or a mouse or whatever it is he likes. We have a vole. There was a vole in here the other day, Richard said. And did I tell you we have a weasel? Ron Weasley. He's living in the shed. The big green shed. I saw him cross the road yesterday. Or her. Ronette Weasley. I'm pausing because I think that's funny. And I'm waiting for you to laugh. So we'll let the bumblebees carry on with their busy schedule. The rain has stopped, and I'll get this sent out to you. I don't think I'm going to have much show notes for this or the last episode, so don't look for anything of interest. But my project pages tell you what I've been knitting, and I know there's lots of things going on, but there's better podcasts than me that tell you all these things. I'm just saying, hiya! Gary Tankamana. So, keep on crafting. Let's listen to a little bit of good time, and I'll speak to you soon. Keep on crafting. Ready for the wiggle? I just had a thought. Maybe that's, you know how bees wiggle to show the other bees where the honey is? Like, wiggle here for 3 fields out and slightly southwesterly direction, but watch because there's a northeasterly wind and it'll be a hard headwind. Well, maybe that's the crafting wiggle for the yarns over here. Oh, that would have been good if it had just come in at that time. Oh, that's my life right over. So, one more wiggle and then I'll say goodbye.